You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 in the DMV, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We're streaming live on the Odyssey app, and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by Crop Metcalf, official heating and cooling company, the Junkies, looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber. Just visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team. It's Bish, Cake, CB, and JP. Coming up this hour, 9:45, your chance to win Aerosmith tickets. We have comedian Ari Shaffir joining us coming up at 9:20. But right now, we open up the entertainment page driven by BMW of Fairfax. He may not be the most interesting man in the world, but your buddy Mike Walker, EB.
He has no interest in charging you interest, my friends. Let me see. 2.99% on most X-Series models. Cakes for a limited time only. Find out more at BMWFairfax.com. Get over there. Mention me. Ask for Mike. You're just going to love it. I promise. Everyone's talking about my car when I go to the tailgate. They love the X5. All right. Cakes.
Yes. I'm here.
You know, I actually met somebody this weekend that told me that he's taking the Ozempic.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Why'd you mention that to Cakes?
Well, no, I'm not saying that. It's kind of addressing Cakes. I'm not suggesting. I'd be personally scared to take it. He said he has no appetite. He's lost like 60 pounds.
Wow.
He says he told me he had, I don't know, like a burger and then nothing else. Just no interest. He basically eats one meal a day.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess you get the shot once a month. And he has no appetite.
This is a crazy question.
I think maybe. I like having an appetite.
What is Ozempic? What's the real use of it? Like, what's it technically for?
I think it's for diabetes.
It's a diabetes medication.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
Yeah, I think so.
Got it.
I'm just scared to take it. I don't know, but I would be.
You don't really need to take it.
I mean, if you were 100 pounds overweight, you might take it. But
yeah, I mean,
he's lost 60 pounds.
Yeah.
You don't need to lose 60.
No. If I lost 20, I might be silly.
Well, you don't need to take Ozempic to lose 20.
Although, I've cut my sugar intake down by 90%,
mm-hmm.
Definitely less bloated.
It's good.
I'm 100% less bloated. I don't have abs or anything, but mm-hmm. I mean, I'm just less bloated. Kelly Osbourne is denying that she's taking Ozempic, even though she's lost 85 pounds. Does anybody believe her?
Sure. People lost that type of weight before Ozempic existed.
Seems like an extreme amount of weight.
All of Hollywood's, I mean, there's so many guys.
She could have had something else done that's similar.
Why does she need to deny it?
I don't know, because I think there's a stigma associated with it.
It's the stigma is if you take Ozempic, it's a shortcut and you're too lazy to stop to shut your pie hole and work out.
People that are social media influencers, there are some.
Oh, jeez.
You understand. This thing. We got
sound like someone just collapsed.
We got doors to equipment down here that's never connect. They fall on my foot. Oh, you know, I mean, it's crazy.
I got you.
Right.
It's like cheating.
There are social media influencers that get the gastric bypass, and then they go and they make posts about all the protein they buy from Costco that help them.
I know
lose
you're
weight.
Thinking
no,
about
no, no,
one
I'm
guy.
I'm not thinking about who you're thinking about.
Oh,
I'm not
fatty.
Talking about somebody that we used to work with. I'm talking about people I don't know.
Fatty.
Okay.
Like. They literally, and you see all in the comments, you had gastric bypass, you had gastric bypass, you didn't lose it from getting the special chicken at Costco, you know. But anyway.
I'm not a big fan of Kelly Osbourne, but in the end, mm-hmm. You could just say, you look good. Here's whether you look good by taking a drug.
You gotta see. She looks like Skeletor.
I haven't even seen the picture, but I'm just saying, for just anybody out there, let's say they lose 30 pounds on Ozempic, or they lose 30 pounds by doing Peloton. In the end, do you look good? Yes. You happy? Cool.
We need more stories about Ozzy, because nobody cares about Kelly Osbourne.
Well, the next story about Ozzy is probably going to be a bad story about Ozzy.
No, Ozzy is going. He got elected to the
Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Long overdue.
Well, I just want to say just one more thing on the Ozempic. So we've all heard about Ozempic butt, right? Where you get that?
I have not heard about it.
You don't know about Ozempic? We've talked about it.
Ozempic butt. Do you know what Ozempic butt is?
I've heard the reference. I don't know exactly what
it is. It's like cake's butt, saggy,
flat.
Not
supple, not round.
He takes the strays.
It's fine. He handles it so well, so he's a good punching bag. So you got the Ozempic butt, but now they're saying people are getting Ozempic face, too, because they're getting so gaunt.
So they look unhealthy.
They just look sickly.
Yeah. Dude, look at the picture of Kelly. She looks awful.
She looks terrible.
Can you pass me the picture? I don't doubt it. Look, when I ran the Marine Corps Marathon, I got really skinny. Same weight as when I did the boxing. My face was super gone.
Well,
it looked like a prisoner of war.
You lost weight doing your little endorsement thing that fell apart. You definitely lost weight.
Yeah, I've lost like 15 to 20.
That's a lot, man.
It is.
I know. Wouldn't you resent someone who took a shot and didn't work as hard as you did?
What do I care?
Yeah, I wouldn't resent somebody, but some people do, I guess, hold it against people. My only question is, and I asked the guy's like, well, what are you going to do when you're going to take this shot the rest of your life? Everyone, you know, and he goes, I don't know.
Like, it'd be kind of like, I mean, I would imagine so.
Just go back to being a big fan.
I would relate to somebody who takes a pill to not go bald. And if it works, they keep taking the pill unless they want to go bald.
I guess. I keep seeing pictures of Tiger when he tipped his cat at the mat. Oh, my
God. He needs to shave it all down. What is he waiting for?
Or just get the plugs. Like, what?
Yeah, no, just shave it all down.
Some people, it's like LeBron. They're fighting the good fight.
JP, it's different than taking a hair pill because your physique is something you can control somewhat through eating and exercise.
That's true.
You can't really control when your hair falls out. Right Cakes?
But obviously the Ozempic people.
Or if your hair turns gray.
The people that are choosing to take Ozempic probably aren't workout warriors.
Well, probably for the most part.
But I know everyone talks about how much they work out. It's diet. You can work out. It doesn't matter that much. It's 90% diet. So, whatever. Valdez works out like crazy. He doesn't look like he's on Ozempic. Right?
It's true.
He works out like crazy. Guy benches a million pounds.
Million one.
All right. The 2024 Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductees. You guys spoiled it a little bit because you mentioned Ozzy.
Ozzy was already in.
Time for the dings and the buzzes.
Ozzy was technically already in.
There's a bunch of different categories, I guess.
It is a little confusing. There's a performing category.
Right.
Like it's hard to keep up
with. There are 16 inductees in the performers, and then there's musical excellence, musical influence. I don't know why they do that. But here are the inductees, regardless of where they are. Mary J. Blige. Cakes.
I'm just giving you personal preference, yay or nay.
Cher. Come on. Yeah, all right, I agree with that.
Yeah.
Dave Matthews Band. Come on.
Begrudgingly, I give them a ding.
Foreigner.
Brett would be upset.
Foreigner.
By the way, Cher's bigger than those others.
Foreigner, but it's not rock
Foreigner
and roll.
Foreigner, so many
hits. Yeah,
well, neither is Mary J. Blige. Give me a rock and roll song for Mary J. Blige.
More rock and roll than
there
Cher.
There aren't any.
What?
I don't know. I just want to concise for Cher.
They should change the name of it. Music Hall of Fame, not
right,
rock.
Yes. Probably right.
All right. Peter Frampton. I've heard of him. I don't really know why he's famous.
I'm not the biggest fan, but I know he's influential. This
you
is
know
a
Peter Frampton?
Ding.
Yeah.
He had the guitar. He has the guitar that talks.
I'm sure I know a bunch of his songs. I just
do you feel like I do?
All right. See, this is a.
Do you feel like we do?
Or we do?
Show me the way.
Show me the way. It was a silly.
How's that one go? I'm sure I've heard it.
Just play it for him.
Oh, this is the 13-minute live version.
Oh, yeah, we don't want the live version.
Don't do that.
Go listen to his guitar talk.
Ozzy Osbourne.
100 dings.
This is Peter Frampton?
Yes.
You've heard this a million times.
Hold on.
Now.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Play the fart.
Calvin's has that.
Play the fart.
I don't.
This is a silly back
I've
in the
heard
day.
Of this one many okay. times.
I'm not never the biggest Peter that. Frampton guy.
Yes, you have.
I've
you.
Never heard that.
How have you not heard
You've
that
heard
song?
Because it. I didn't listen to it. My dad listened to Bach.
They didn't play it on Q107 back in the day.
Bach, the no, better Bach.
Like Mozart
not
stuff.
Sebastian Bach.
My mother didn't
Skid
listen
Roll.
To this.
They didn't play it on WAVA back
to,
in the day.
You don't have to want to listen to it to hear it. It's just been out there.
Not on the stations I listen to.
Yeah,
here's what I
I've literally never heard that.
Peter Frampton.
Overrated.
Hold on. I'm having a musical. I'm popping my cherry.
But
here
this is a live version.
Yeah, this is when he's talking with his guitar for like 5 minutes.
Whoopie-doo. I wish I could play like this, obviously, but it's not my thing.
I had no idea that he did this.
On a side note, here's what else I don't get. I'll never get it, but I know they're wildly popular. And I'm not exactly sure why.
Yeah.
I don't understand Fish. P-H-I-S-H.
You say that all the time.
I just don't like. They're the second band to play the Sphere behind U2.
Yes.
And there are a billion people there. And I know they're wildly popular. I don't understand.
You didn't get to the last two acts, EB, that are definitely not rock and roll, but I've definitely heard of them.
Well, there's more. A Tribe Called Quest.
Yes. Ding, such a
Cool
ding.
In the Gang.
Yes.
Cool in the Gang.
But then there are others that, you know, whatever, that they're being recognized. Jimmy Buffett, Dionne Warwick. I don't know. I've never even heard of MC5. What is that?
I don't know.
Norman Whitfield, a creator from Motown.
Don't know.
Big Mama Thornton.
Know nothing.
Alex Corner, John Mayall, and there's some special award going Susan DePass. Susan DePass, whoever that is.
It's in Cleveland, right?
Cleveland. So,
yeah, they're all getting inducted.
If I'm in Cleveland, would I go there?
I think
yes,
you would go.
You have to. It's the
what
only
else
thing
would
to go
you
to.
Do in Cleveland?
There's not much to go.
Go to a Guardian game.
Yeah, I mean, aside from going to a sporting event, what else are you going to do in Cleveland other than go to the Rock
I was
and Roll
in Cleveland.
Hall of Fame?
Well, I wouldn't go to Cleveland.
We went. We did a home. We did a home visit. So for seniors for the Cornell volleyball, they probably do it for other teams. They do a home visit for seniors, right? Like in the preseason, you play a game out there. Like we play like at Kent State, mm-hmm. and you go to Cleveland, and it's basically glorified Laurel.
I mean,
I've never been to Cleveland.
There's a reason. Now, this is a very old reference. This is a very old reference. When Sam Weish got very bitter at the Cincinnati fans for, I think they were throwing like trash on the field, and he grabbed the mic and he said, "You live in Cincinnati. You don't live in Cleveland."
Right.
And that's very old. That's like a 35-year-old reference.
I can't remember the last time I was in Ohio.
Cleveland's got three, though, pro teams. It's pretty good. Laurel doesn't have that.
No, yeah. They do not. Nor will they.
I mean, they get the Cavs.
I'm just telling you.
They get the Browns.
They get the Blue
Jackets. They get the Indians.
You get a pretty nice house for about.
It's Columbus.
Oh, yeah. I was thinking Ohio, but.
You get a pretty nice house.
I don't
house
think Columbus.
And a
Columbus
decent
doesn't
suburb
count for Cleveland.
Or maybe
no,
like
no. He said Cleveland. I was just thinking Ohio, yeah.
I mean, how close is Columbus to Cleveland?
I don't know, but I didn't hear him say that.
I said three teams.
Gotcha. Okay.
I was just thinking the state.
He threw in the hockey team.
Okay, got it.
People from Columbus, I know a few people from Columbus, and they're rabid Columbus folks. I mean, huge Ohio State people.
Yeah, of course.
It's kind of crazy how loyal they are.
Cleveland is about 2 hours from Columbus.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right. So
I'd imagine Michigan fans are that way and Penn State fans are like that.
Yes, I don't know.
They got pride. We have less pride.
Hey, stop so that. I have Maryland pride. Valdez has Maryland pride. Stephon Diggs has Maryland pride. Boomer also has Maryland pride. Mm. So does Vernon Davis.
Torrey Smith.
Who else is on that reel?
Cakes has so much pride. The last time I went to a game with him, he left before halftime.
What are you going to do?
Sometimes you're going to leave early. This is true. I did stay to the end when Jahan Dotson scored three touchdowns on the Terps back in the day.
Now, we talked about Taylor Swift's album that was released last week. Valdez talked about it being just kind of depressing, maybe a bit of a dud.
I've seen a lot of negative reviews about it.
It's got a lot of negative reviews, but it's breaking records left and right because, you know, that fan base is enormous.
How many songs are on it?
31 songs.
Good Lord.
31 songs. First album to have more than 300 million streams in one day. Mm. I mean, if you
cha-ching.
Look, yeah. I mean, think about how successful like a band like OAR is or something, right? They might have like a couple million followers. I don't want to, you know, maybe they have more, but 300 million streams in one day is like, it's absurd, you know? It sold 1.6 million copies in a single day. I mean, who even knew people bought albums anymore? Like, where do you buy an album?
Spotify. You can buy the album.
TaylorSwift.com. TaylorSwift.com.
But why would you buy an album?
Because they're maniacal fans.
No, but why would you buy any album?
Because vinyl's making a comeback.
So, 600,000 of those.
Your answer is stupidity.
Were vinyl.
Yeah. I'm telling you, vinyl's coming
Wouldn't
back.
Wouldn't you be scared if you played vinyl that it would you'd scratch the
Skip.
Record or hey, something?
Yeah, you should buy another one.
Okay.
Remember, Cake's got a record player a few years ago. He's a vinyl guy.
I've slowed down on buying actual
By the
records,
way,
though.
The collab with Post Malone, Fortnite, is the most streamed song in history in one day.
That's Good. Impressive.
So there you go.
Coming up next, comedian Ari Shaffir will join us. He's going to be appearing, actually recording his special at Capitol Turnaround here in D.C. coming up on Friday and Saturday night. We'll talk to him next here on The Junkies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.